This is a production of Cornell University.
I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. The time is 4:47. Can we start the roll call, Wendy? Or the clerk, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, there we go. Kira's going to do the roll call. So she's got the attendance sheet.
Wonderful.
Okay. All right. Layla Abed Al-Margid.
Layla Abdel.
Thank you. I'm going to be very bad at pronunciation. Dylan Encat. Morgan Baker.
Here.
Genevieve Bansha.
That's Genevieve Bonta over here.
Sorry. Katrina Bentley. Kayla Butler.
Present.
Carlo Castillo.
Present.
Uchenna Chukwuoker.
Uche Chukwuoker, I'm here.
Okay. Thank you. Lucy Contreras. Annette Gliberman.
It's Gliberman, but I'm here.
Gliberman, okay.
No problem.
Sony Kapoor.
It's Sonu Kapoor, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Amari Lambert.
Present, it's Amari Lampert with a P.
Sorry.
You're good.
So proud.
Andrea Miramento Serrano.
Yeah, present.
Thank you. Evan Moy.
Moy, and I'm here. Moy. Yeah.
Jocelyn Noriguez. Stefani Perez. Tomas Renning. Kate Santa Cruz.
Present.
Mardia Chardo.
Present. Mardia Chardo.
Lucas Smith.
Here.
Claire Templeman.
Present.
Valerie Valencia.
Hi, it's Valeria, but yeah, present.
Okay. Noah Watson.
Hi, I'm here.
Selma Wolder.
It's Salam Wolder, I'm here.
Valentina Sue.
Yeah, I'm present.
Johan Yuan.
Here.
Raquel Zohar.
Present.
Lucas Zampano.
Zampano, yeah, I'm here.
Samuel Zaveris.
Present.
And Catherine Wong.
Present. Thank you so much, Kira. Could I get the total attendance count once you count them?
I got 26.
Awesome, thank you. 26 members present. Wonderful. Thank you all so, so much for being here. And it's so wonderful to see all of you, and congratulations to all of our new members. I'm very excited for us as we step into our roles as this year's student assembly. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be maybe tumultuous, but I'm confident we can get through it together. So excited to work with all of you. Our first order of business on the agenda is to go through the oath of office. So this is exciting. All of you will be sworn in. It's very official. I'm going to ask Noah, my executive vice president, to swear me in, and then I'm going to go ahead and swear all of you in at the same time, if that works. Perfect. Noah.
Okay, Kat, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you to raise your right hand and repeat after me. We'll go line by line. Okay, mm-hmm. So wait, let me here, sorry. In view of the trust the Cornell community has vested in me.
In view of the trust the Cornell community has vested in me.
As well as my personal sense of honor.
As well as my personal sense of honor.
I, Catherine Huang, do solemnly affirm.
I, Catherine Huang, do solemnly affirm.
On this 8th day in October, in the year 2020.
On this 8th day in October, in the year 2020.
To fulfill my responsibilities as a student elected representative.
To fulfill my responsibilities as a student elected representative.
I will engage in an open and honest debate in a pro, oh, yeah.
I will engage in open and honest debate.
In a process where I'm guided by truth and fairness.
In a process where I'm guided by truth and fairness.
I will never purposely misrepresent facts in an effort to achieve my goals.
I will never purposely misrepresent facts in an effort to achieve my goals.
If a conflict of interest arises, I will relinquish my right to participate in the decision-making process.
If a conflict of interest arises, I will relinquish my right to participate in the decision-making process.
I will seek out and voice effectively the interests and concerns of the student body.
I will seek out and voice effectively the interests and concerns of the student body.
Address the issues of my fellow students.
Address the issues of my fellow students.
And strive to improve the quality of life at Cornell for all students.
And strive to improve the quality of life at Cornell for all students.
Perfect. Thank you, Kat. You're all sworn in.
Thank you, Noah. Amazing. Okay, now that you all have seen how we do it, I'm going to go ahead and swear all of you in at the same time. It might be chaotic with all the mics on, but that's okay. And also, I know that the Zoom camera sometimes like swaps it. So if I see some of you raising your left hand, I'm going to assume you all know your left and rights, and it's all good. All right. Is everyone ready? Perfect. Please raise your right hand and unmute yourselves. Okay. Repeat after me. In view of the trust the Cornell community has vested in me.
In view of the,
trust the Cornell community has vested in me.
Great. As well as my personal sense of honor.
As well as my personal sense of honor.
I am
Marlo Castillo.
Do solemnly affirm on this 8th day in October in the year 2020.
Do solemnly affirm on this 8th day in October in the year 2020.
Fulfill my responsibilities as a student elected representative.
To fulfill my responsibilities as student elected representative.
I will engage in open and honest debate in a process where I am guided by truth and fairness.
I will engage in an open and honest debate in a process where I am guided by truth and fairness.
I will never purposely misrepresent facts in an effort to achieve my goals.
I will never purposely misrepresent facts in an effort to achieve my goals.
If a conflict of interest arises, I will relinquish my right to participate in the decision-making process.
If a conflict of interest arises, I will relinquish my right to participate in the decision-making process.
All right, we're almost done, guys. I will seek out and voice effectively the interests and concerns of the student body.
I will seek out and voice effectively the interests and concerns of the student body.
Address the issues of my fellow students.
Address the issues of my fellow students.
And strive to improve the quality of life at Cornell for all students.
And strive to improve the quality of life for all students.
All right. Thank you so much. Please turn your mics off now. See, these things would work really well in person, and obviously Zoom is a thing now. That's okay. Great. Welcome, everyone. So excited you guys are official sworn in members. Very excited for you all. We're going to go ahead and move to through our agenda. We have announcements right now, so Noah and I will go ahead and remind you of some things that we have planned for us. First of all, Please join the Slack channel if you haven't already. I did send out a link in an email. Let me know if you need me to resend it. And don't forget to turn on your notifications. In the Slack channel, that's where we do a lot of our official communication. So just make sure you're checking it. All right, Noah?
Yep, and then we also have a photo shoot planned for tomorrow. Kat sent the link in the initial email she sent to everybody. If you guys haven't filled it out, please do. I think we'll be updating our website with these photos we'll take. Meeting tomorrow. Also, it's like a great opportunity for us to like meet in person as well. So yeah, definitely do that. And also another reminder is that tomorrow is the last day to register to vote in New York State. Everybody received an email from President Pollack yesterday. I encourage you to do so if you haven't done so, and also have your friends do it as well.
Speaking of President Pollack, President Pollack and Vice President Lombardi will be joining us next Thursday at our Zoom meeting. They're going to be giving their annual report to the Student Assembly. Please be there, please be present, please, I don't know, don't do anything weird on Zoom. We also do have special elections this weekend on Zoom. This is one of our organizational meetings that is required. I've been looking at the when to meet. I think tentatively it's scheduled for Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. I understand that doesn't work for everyone, but we're gonna work something out. And wonderful. And then lastly, Noah?
And the last announcement is that we have new member orientation next Thursday after our meeting. So we ask that all new members hang around after we adjourn, and we will be giving a presentation and maybe have a guest speaker come in as well, hopefully. And also just a procedural thing, if you guys have a question, please feel free to raise your hand in the participants window.
Yes, use the participants thing, chat, yeah. So I can see you all. And awesome, okay, great. I see three questions. I'm gonna go ahead and do the speakers list. Andrea, you can go first.
I have a couple of conflicts with this week because I had two prelims. Like, I actually have one right after the this meeting, so I don't know like how that's gonna work with the new like member thing. And also, I have my second prelim on Sunday, like right at the time you mentioned.
Great.
And okay. Because of that, like, it's also really tight for me to like make it to tomorrow, like for the photo shoot. So, like, how could I arrange that?
Mm-hmm. No worries. If you guys have any attendance concerns, go ahead and email me and Noah, and then we can talk about that. We can also talk about our attendance policy at a later, like a little bit later in the meeting. But just so you all know, this first meeting, if you have to leave early, some of you have reached out already about that, that's okay. I'm going to excuse your absence as this is our very first meeting. We don't even have a vice president of internal operations to track attendance at this point. But great. I see a question from Valentina.
This question might be more for Gina and Wendy. So basically the Wall Street Journal student membership person have been in contact with me trying to spread like the free resources that SA has secured, I guess, 3 years ago when Varun was here. And they're trying to kind of like just spread those resources. And I've been emailing, I think, Gina and Wendy. So I just want to kind of ask, like, is there a way that we can spread a word? And I don't know, when is the newsletter coming out?
All righty. Wendy, do you want to take this? Or we can also discuss this later.
Hi, I'd be happy to take a quick response. We're happy to promote the Wall Street Journal. I think it's still listed on the essays webpage of our website. And as soon as you have somebody who wants to take the lead on a newsletter, I'm super happy to work with them and get that out. So we're here ready to help push out whatever your news is. And on that one in particular, Valentina, let's connect after this meeting and see if there's other things that we can do to help push that news out.
All right. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you.
It was just because it's a few new resources, so it's been like updated. Yeah.
Sure. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Valentina. And thank you, Gina, so much. I see one last question from Claire. The floor is yours.
Hi, where are the photo shoots gonna take place?
Great question. They'll be happening in front of Willard Straight Hall on Central Campus. Just keep an eye out for someone wandering around with a camera. Probably be one
thank
of us.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Wonderful. And also for those unfamiliar, the way the essay operates is that we usually do a speakers list. Just throw your hand up in the chat. And if you throw your hand up and you have not spoken before, you'll be given priority. The point is to make sure that everyone in the assembly gets to speak at least once before we start going back around. So, wonderful. Noah, open mic.
Okay, so we are now going to move into open microphone. So if any members of the community would like to raise any concerns or bring something to our attention, please feel free to raise your hand and we will call on you and unmute you to talk.
Thank you. Just to clarify, open microphone is for members of the community. If this is another essay related question, we can take that after the open mic.
Okay. Well, seeing that we have no questions, we are going to close open microphone. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Noah. Okay, I'm going to take a pause here and allow for more questions, if we have any, as I saw someone did have. Yes, Lucas.
Oh, yeah. This is my first time here, and, I really don't know anyone except Dylan. Are we going to do introductions?
Yeah, good question. What I'm going to do is, because this meeting is recorded and it's going to be published on our student assembly website, it is supposed to be kind of formal, but I'm going to be asking everyone to stay on the Zoom a little later once we adjourn our meeting. And from there, we're going to start, introductions, maybe icebreakers, getting to know each other. Shouldn't take too long, but whenever we end the meeting, people just stay on the Zoom as community members filter out. So.
Okay, sweet. I just have a prelim at 7. So I was
it won't take too long.
All right, cool.
Thank you. Great. Let's move into new business. Presenting essay resolution 3. Noah, floor is yours.
Okay, so if everybody can open up resolution number 3, it's in the agenda, it's linked in the agenda. This is just a very standard thing we do every year. We have to go through all the amendments we made throughout the year to the Student Assembly Charter, and we have to approve them, ratify them. So this year, if you look also, at line 19, there's another link that goes to the appendix, which is the redline version of the charter. And that just shows all the changes that we made this past year. Also, shout out to Wendy and the OA for updating these documents for us. It's a lot of work, so we really appreciate it. And just some notable amendments that we did this past year to the charter is that we created the Dyson School Business Representative, as well as created an at-large seat reserved for candidates seeking to represent students with disabilities. Another one was we changed the name of LGBTQ+ liaison to LGBTQIA+ liaison to make it more inclusive, as well as change the spelling. Every instance of the word woman was changed to woman with an X. So, yeah, if there are any questions, feel free to raise your hand. And if not, then I'll ask for a motion to vote. Okay, Lucas?
Yeah, I'm curious, we do this once a semester, the charter, right? We can't do it mid-semester. How does that work?
I believe that we do it once a year. Actually the charter can be amended any time during the year by a two-thirds vote, but we are just going through it in its entirety right now and approving and confirming all the changes we made to it last year as an assembly.
Okay, so awesome. Thank now. You.
Yep. And then also Annie?
I had a question. This mainly stems from everything that happened with the election this year. When it talks about ranking candidates, it says on line 231, voters may rank all the candidates.
Right.
But I thought people had to. That was the issue we had this fall.
Yeah, and there was some conflict around that. And that's something that I think is going to be addressed this semester, because this is one of the first time it actually has been brought to light. So I think someone on the assembly will end up changing that, because in order for us to change the charter, someone has to present a resolution that changes the charter, because we can't just go in there and change the wording around without approval of the entire assembly or two-thirds of the assembly. And so this year, I think we will be changing that to make it more clear, more explicit. So that's a change that will be coming along later.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Annie, that's a great catch. I did want to also go back to Lucas's question just to explain. So the charter asks us that every year, the first meeting or the first two meetings of the student assembly, we have to reapprove the charter. And that's going to be a collection of all the amendments that we have made throughout the entire year. Alrighty.
So if there are no more questions, I'm going to ask for a motion to vote on this.
Motion to vote.
And then can I get a second?
Seconded.
Okay, perfect. And then to vote, we just click the yes button. in the participants window.
All in favor, please click the yes button.
Yes, and if you're not a voting member of the SA, please do not click the button.
Okay, I'll give 30 more seconds for people to vote. I'm still waiting for a few members. A few more members. If you need help finding the green button, it's in the participants chat. Okay, if you're not voting, Andrea has a... Andrea, is that as in like a yes, or you have a question?
I have a question. So like, this is my first time ever like doing anything like the student assembly wise. So could you please go over like the procedure of like why we are supposed to go, like what, like the different parts of the meeting and everything? It's just like, I'm a little bit lost right now.
Sure. So we have an agenda that was sent out to you all this morning. We're going through the agenda right now. Right now, we're following the lines in our charter that asks us to reapprove our governing documents. So our charter, our bylaws, and our standing rules. So that's what we're doing right now. The way the student assembly works is that these documents are presented to the body in the form of resolution, and the body has to vote on every resolution to approve them for the year. Right now, we're voting to approve our very first governing document, the charter, and we do that by just voting in the chat, as we see here. When you vote, you have to have a motion on the floor to move into voting. There has to be a second, and then from there, we can move into a vote. Is that helpful? Thank you. Awesome. Perfect. And has everyone voted? If you're not voting yes, then I'm going to assume you're either dissenting or making an abstention, and we'll go over that in a second. One, two. Noah, can you count the votes for me?
Yeah, let me count. So we have, wait, one. So 23 yes votes?
If you dissent, please click the no button right now. And if you're abstaining, please put in the chat that you're abstaining. And I'm going to assume if you didn't vote, that that's an abstention. All right, Noah, how are the votes looking now?
So a few people unchecked the yes mark. So it went from 23 to 21 right now.
I think that's fine. I think it's just still 23 votes yes.
Okay, 23 to 0 to 1 to 3.
Okay.
So 23 to 0 to 3.
Thank you, Noah. 23 0 to 3, this resolution passes. Great. I'm going to take another pause here and do another question session if you guys have any questions about what's going on right now. I know it can be kind of confusing with all of our procedures. Go ahead and raise your hand if you have a question, or you can keep moving down the agenda if no one has questions. Okay, I see another question from Andrea. I'm going to see if anyone else has questions so we can respect the speakers list. And if no one else has questions, I will give you the floor. All right, Andrea, what is your question? You're muted.
Sorry. You said before that there's people that there's that like are not voters. How do we know if we're a voter or not?
In your name, it has SA in front of it if you're an SA voting member. And if there is not, then they are not a member of the SA.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Question. Thank you. Of course. Any other questions? You guys are going to get a crash course on like parliamentary procedure, Robert's rules, voting very soon. Again, this is our first meeting. Don't be nervous. I know it's kind of weird. All good. Okay. Do you have any more questions? If not, I'm going to ask Noah to introduce resolution number 4. All right. Noah, the floor is yours.
Okay. And with that, if everybody can open up resolution number 4 off the agenda. This is a resolution that amends and ratifies our bylaws. we do this every year. It's just like the charter. It's instead like now it's for our bylaws. And the most notable amendments include the addition of the position of the Vice President of Research and Accountability in the Research and Accountability Committee. Also, we revised the system last year for community voting. So before, previously, whenever we'd have a community vote on issues, sometimes the community members would like to voice their concerns and vote in some resolutions. So previously they would have to attend the meetings, but now we changed our bylaws to make it so that they can do it via a Qualtrics form. And then the last one is that it created the ex officio positions for the student advocate and also the director of the student government relations. So if there are any questions, feel free to raise your hand again. And if not, I'll ask for a motion to vote.
Motion to vote.
Is there a second?
Okay. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Thank you, Annie.
Is there any dissent? Nope. Okay, cool.
No dissent. So, we're going to move into voting. All those in favor, please click yes in the chat. I'll give you all 15 more seconds. Valentina, Samuel, and Dylan, are you guys voting, or is this going to be an abstention later down when we're voting? Oh, perfect. Look at that. Okay. Wonderful. Noah?
So any no votes? No. Any abstentions? If you guys have to abstain, you feel free to message me or Kat. Okay, so I guess the final vote count is 26-0-1.
Perfect. 26-0-1. This resolution passes. On to our final resolution. Noah, floor is yours again.
And again, if you look at the agenda, resolution number 5, amending and ratifying the 2020 through 2021 Student Assembly Standing Rules. Same thing. if there are any questions, definitely feel free to ask those. These we approve every semester. So.
Seeing no questions, is there a motion to vote?
Motion to vote.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Wonderful. Any dissent? Okay. Seeing no dissent, please click yes if you're voting in favor. Waiting on a few more members again.
Okay. So it looks like it's 26-0-1.
Awesome.
Again.
Okay. Great. Perfect. Thank you, Noah. 26-0-1. This resolution passes. Perfect. Okay. We have gone through our agenda. The chair would look favorably upon a motion to move into executive session.
Motion to move into executive session.
Thank you, Morgan. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Thank you. I would explain what that means in like just now. But basically, okay, thank you to all of our community members who have come by for our student assembly meeting, first one of the year. Executive session means that this is a closed session only for student assembly members. Ex officio members, you're more than welcome to stay. But community members, thank you for coming. I'll see you guys next week. And to our Office of Assembly staff, thank you so much for being here. I think we're okay if you guys can, if you guys want to head out, that's totally fine. As long as the recording.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.